We miss being ruffians. A Captain America Marvel Cinematic Universe story, written by Napricot, read by Quiet Knight. Chapter 1. Rappin' with the Captain. Detention, Bucky was sure, was more of a punishment for teachers than it was for students. Bucky just wanted to grade final exams in peace during his free period, but Janet from three classrooms down had to frog march some unfortunate detention goer down to the principal's office, and Bucky was the only teacher in the hallway, free to keep an eye on the remaining miscreants until she returned. Whatever nonsense had led to the kid getting a personal escort to the principal had the other students in detention riled up, and it took judicious application of his Sergeant Barnes voice to get them all back in line. This quieted the upset to a restive murmur and resentful fidgeting, though the twitchy kid in the back still looked like he wanted to cause some trouble. Bucky was tempted to just sit in the front and let some of his winter soldier menace out, see how long it would take for the room to fall totally silent and well-behaved, thanks to the ripple of ensuing fear. But that would probably not be the best course of action for maintaining his cover. It'd be funny, though. Bucky knew for a fact he could ramp it up slowly enough that everyone in the room would suddenly feel very uncomfortable without being able to articulate just why. But as much as he wanted these kids to quiet down so he could finish his damn grading, using any Winter Soldier-related skills just now would be wrong, and overkill besides. "You're supposed to turn on the video," grumbled one of the students. There was an AV cart with a TV and DVD player on it at the front of the classroom, TV on and paused on a credits frame. A production graciously funded by the Maria Stark Endowment for the Arts. Ugh, kids these days. They got to watch movies during detention. Bucky didn't remember if he'd ever gotten detention, but he was pretty sure it had involved a lot more dire punishment than movie watching. Maybe the students were trying to get a fast one past him. He frowned out of the group, all of them sitting slumped and slouched at their desks, nothing but blank boredom or general teenage angst on their faces. They weren't fucking with him. So he hit play on the DVD player and went back to Janet's desk. The TV was angled so Bucky could see it, even from Janet's desk at the front of the room, but Bucky ignored it in favor of the pre-calc finals he was grading. Or he ignored it until he heard Steve's voice, and then he nearly tore a hole in the test he was grading. To be more accurate, it wasn't Steve's voice, it was Captain America's. To Bucky, there was a fine but significant distinction there. When he looked back up at the TV, there Cap was, wearing a particularly stupid iteration of the Stars and Spangles suit, and that stiffly earnest expression on his face that meant he was doing his whole buy war bonds thing. Bucky hoped to God this wasn't a fucking educational program about Cap and the Commandos. Even post-shaving the mustache, no one had said anything about Mr. Murphy's eerie resemblance to Bucky Barnes, but no matter how dorky his glasses were, someone was definitely going to notice if they were faced with a photo of World War II-era Bucky Barnes right fucking next to him. Shit, 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 he thought, and tried to slouch behind the desk. But for fucking once, his luck wasn't the worst thing ever, and it wasn't some documentary. It was, apparently, Bucky noted with a rising mix of glee and hilarity, something called Rappin' with the Captain. As best Bucky could tell, it was some kind of educational video and or public service announcement. 30 seconds into the wonder that was Rappin' with the Captain, Bucky had to cover his mouth so the kids wouldn't look at him funny for smiling like a crazy person. A minute in, Bucky was mentally willing Janet to get back right the fuck now because he needed to get out of here and immediately search YouTube for every single awkward and hilarious PSA Steve had done since he was unfrozen, and then text Steve his extensive commentary on every single one. Fuck grading, this was more important. 2 minutes in, and Bucky heard Steve motherfucking Rogers utter the words, "Follow the rules, kids," and he experienced some sort of heretofore unknown to physics time dilation as he was treated to a full-color flashback reel of the immense amount of rule-breaking one Stephen G. Rogers engaged in circa 1925 to 1944. Was it possible to die of holding in laughter? Bucky was about to find out, probably. Hypervigilance was good for something, because Bucky heard the clack of Janet's heels in the hall long before she got close to the door, and he had enough time to dig deep, really, really deep, for enough self-control to plaster an acceptably bland look on his face. "Thank you, Mr. Murphy. I hope everyone behaved while I was gone," said Janet, when she finally walked in. "Perfectly," said Bucky, swept up the tests he was supposed to be grading, and strode out of the room calmly. He continued striding down the hallway, past his own classroom, walked confidently into the janitor's closet just beyond this floor's bathrooms, closed the door, and then held his hand against his mouth and laughed as quietly as he could manage, tears streaming from his eyes and steaming up his stupid glasses. Once the worst of it passed, he pulled out his phone and called Steve.
"Hey, Buck, everything okay? School day's not over yet, is it?"
Bucky should have thought twice about calling. He didn't really have anything to say. He kind of just wanted to have hysterics at Steve about this. Steve.
"Bucky?"
Steve sounded alarmed now, so Bucky tried to gather himself enough to say something somewhat meaningful. Instead, he giggled, probably for the first time since 1940, and gasped out, "Rapping with the captain!" before sliding down to the floor and laughing.
"Ugh,"
said Steve, and hung up on him. Before Bucky could get it together enough to call him again, Steve called back.
"This is you and that stupid star-spangled man with a plan song all over again," he said.
No, this is so much better," retorted Bucky. "With my own two ears, I heard you tell impressionable children to follow the rules. You! Oh my God, I thought I was going to die trying not to laugh." Steve sighed gustily, but Bucky knew he was smiling, the way he often knew things about Steve, without quite knowing how or why, and eventually Steve chuckled.
"Oh, I did so many of those stupid things, Buck," Steve groaned. "Where the hell did you see them?"
"They show them to kids in detention."
"Of course they do,"
said Steve faintly. "Those propaganda movies were one thing, Steve, but this shit? What the hell?" Sure, Cap was a role model. Bucky got that. And, yeah, it was hilarious, but he shouldn't be a caricature.
I know, but it wasn't long after I got out of the ice, and I was just, it was something to do, you know? The war was over and you were, it seemed kind of useful, I guess, and I needed something to do."
Bucky sobered at that. He could imagine it all too well. Steve lost and grieving, and lacking anyone to punch. Of course he threw himself into all manner of stupid shit. Bucky frowned, resting his chin on his knees.
"Someone ought to have been there for you," he said.
"Yeah, well,"
said Steve, and Bucky knew he was smiling that awful, sad smile, the one that made Bucky's heart twist in his chest.
"I'm not sorry I did those stupid things."
"Really? Because I can guarantee you, schoolchildren and teenagers across the country think they're the dumbest shit ever. The kids in detention looked like they were watching a car crash."
"Those videos made you laugh,"
said Steve, low and a little shy.
"So, they were definitely worth it. I'll do a million more if you want."
Heat rushed into Bucky's cheeks, and he smiled like it was automatic, even as it felt like someone had just squeezed the air out of his lungs. He knew Steve loved him, knew it like he knew what the warmth of the sun felt like, even after all those times when it had been years since he'd last felt it. And just like with the sun, every time he was reminded of it, he wondered how he could have ever forgotten the feeling, the certainty. He was silent for a while, like he sometimes was when no words came easily to mind or tongue, and Steve let the quiet ebb and flow between them, like he always did through Bucky's silences. They could hear each other breathe anyway, so Steve knew he was still on the line.
"I really love you, you know that?" Bucky said eventually.
"I know," said Steve.
The bell rang, signaling the end of the lunch period and the end of Bucky's free period that he should have spent grading.
"I gotta go. But real quick, tell me, did you do a safe sex video? Please tell me you did it."
Steve laughed and hung up. The end.